Ahmed Chalabi is back in Baghdad. Last week, Chalabi, the leader of the formerly exiled opposition group, the Iraqi National Congress, set up shop in Iraq's capital. He's been promoted by Vice President Dick Cheney and key Pentagon staff as the man who could lead Iraq toward democracy. The 58-year-old Chalabi is a Shiite Muslim whose family fled Iraq when he was 13. Educated at MIT and the University of Chicago, he's a British citizen. We spoke with Chalabi a short while ago from Baghdad. He says he's there not to consolidate power for himself and his allies, but to help his country.
My role is to help build civil society in Iraq and to promote democracy in society. I think civil society is the basis of democracy in Iraq.
One of the concerns, Mr. Chalabi, that's been raised about your potential leadership there has to do with your tight connections with the U.S. government. How do you respond to critics who consider you a U.S. puppet or a U.S. stooge?
It is clear to me, what has been clear for many years, that unless the United States helps the Iraqi people get rid of Saddam, it's unlikely that Saddam would go. So I worked very hard to get the Iraq Liberation Act passed in Congress in 1998, and it became law, and then I helped carry a campaign forward to persuade the U.S. to move against Saddam Hussein. Finally, the U.S. has done that, and I'm proud of the fact that we persuaded finally the U.S. to help us liberate ourselves. Of course, the U.S. did it for its own reasons, but we played a role in this situation. I am not a candidate for public office, so I don't think my association with the U.S. will impact one way or the other. But I think if I were to be a candidate, I think my association with the U.S. will be a very positive asset for me in Iraq right now, because the Iraqi people are grateful to the United States for helping their liberation from Saddam.
You said if you were to run for office, is it possibly your intention at some further date to consider that?
No, I have no intention at this moment to run for office, and I certainly don't intend to do so.
At this moment often means not right now, but conceivably in the future, I would
yeah,
consider that.
But no, I didn't say that. I mean, my intent is not to do it. I can't tell you what will happen in the future, but I can tell you about my intent now.
How do you explain, Mr. Chalabi, the clear feeling among some Iraqis there who seem to feel that you are not a legitimate representative of their desires? They say you left the country years ago. There were signs that Shiite pilgrims were carrying in Karbala this week that said at the same time, no to America, no to any military government, no to Chalabi.
Well, I'm flattered that I'm considered to be on par with America in the first place. And in the second place, I would answer those critics by pointing to the thousands of people who have shown up here to express their support and their appreciation and gratitude for all the roles of the Iraqis who worked outside Iraq to help liberate the Iraqi people. The demonstration in Karbala, if you can call it such, it was an act of piety. It was done against Saddam. And the number of people who were demonstrating, saying no to the United States, was a small minority, less than 5% of the people. Most of the people are happy that the United States is here to liberate them. And it is clear to me that this sentiment will grow as Jay Gardner gets moving forward and when they can see the benefits of association with the United States.
Mr. Chalabi, you now have a fairly extensive network of people on the ground in Baghdad. The big question remaining, of course, is what has happened to Saddam Hussein. What can you tell us about that or the fate of his two sons?
We believe they are in Iraq. They are moving around to the north of Baghdad. We have captured some of their close associates, some of their security chiefs, and some of their private guards, and I think that they will have a hard time escaping justice for a long time.
So it's your view that both Saddam Hussein and his two sons did survive the bombing of Baghdad?
Yeah, this is my view, yes.
And why are they so hard to find?
There are many reasons, and I would not like to go into them at the moment. We are hoping to improve coordination with U.S. forces on this issue.
Well, Ahmed Chalabi, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ahmed Chalabi is leader of the Iraqi National Congress. He spoke with us from Baghdad.